It's time to learn more about Education Elevated with Blue Ridge Community College. Today, we have a couple of guests this afternoon, both Director of Marketing and Communications, Leanna Haney, and recruiter, again with us, Sierra Selbrade. So, Leanna, Sierra, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you taking some time with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So let's get started. So believe it or not, the summer semester is about to begin, right? So, Sierra, let's start with you. What sort of courses are being offered this summer at Blue Ridge Community College?
Yeah. So summer is actually just around the corner already, which is crazy. It's set to begin on the 17th. But we're going to be offering a variety of classes this summer, including in-person and online options to make it available for everyone. Our career technical courses are, of course, going to be meeting in person. We want to make sure that we have students that can continue to get that hands-on experience. So we have things like welding, automotive, horticulture, lots of options like that. But then this summer, also a big deal is our transfer courses. For students that are working towards a four-year institution. So if we have students at home that are hoping to kind of stay on track or get ahead, this is a great chance for them to get some classes in before they go back to that four-year school.
So, Sierra, am I hearing you that you are going to have, you know, some classes will be in person and students back on campus and then some virtual?
Yep. So we're trying to get back to our normal balance of things of offering some online, but we'll have in-person courses meeting this summer.
Well, I'm sure this is, I know that it's great news for a lot of people and especially the school. And so I'm sure there's a deadline to register for these upcoming summer classes. Can you talk to us about that?
Definitely some dates to keep in mind. So we'll be registering students through this Thursday, May 6th. But then we'll pick up a final registration day on May 13th. So that will be the very last time that we can get students into classes for the summer. So May 13th.
Okay, May 13th is the drop dead deadline, right?
You got it.
And we go to blueridge.edu for more information?
Yeah, that's a great place to start, blueridge.edu.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Leanna, let's go to you. I'm really glad to be able to ask this question of you because I was just having a conversation with someone earlier this week about this. How is Blue Ridge Community College graduation going to work this year?
Well, let me outline that a bit.
Yeah.
So, again, spinning off of what Sierra was saying, we are thrilled to be offering an in-person commencement ceremony. The key is it's ceremonies. And so to approach this in the most COVID safe way, we're going to have 5 in-person commencement ceremonies on Saturday, May the 8th. We have divided our graduates up so that they can bring 4 family members with them. And in each of those ceremonies, we have very safe gathering numbers. We've changed kind of the way traditionally we do with students on stage. They won't be shaking 3 hands as they go across, but they'll be receiving their diploma, their degree from President Leatherwood. They're going to get an attaboy and a big smile from the chairman of the board, Chip Gould, and 4 family members, 4 tickets. 4 family members or friends can be in the room for that. We are recording it. We'll make that available within a couple of days for possibly family and friends who didn't get to see it, but can see it at that point. And we've got, you know, exits and entrances marked. And I think we've done a great job in keeping this alive, making sure that we could do this in person. It's just going to work out really well, I think.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you've really thought this through. So where will the ceremonies take place physically?
Yeah. Our Thomas Auditorium, okay, which is in our Sync building.
Yep.
A lot of the community will be familiar with that. They've been there. But it's a nice place to celebrate. It's comfortable. And it's a great place as far as getting people in one way and out another way. And our conference hall, Mark, let me just say,
yeah,
is our go-to,
yep,
for that kind of ceremony.
Yeah.
But we're still hosting the vaccine clinic. So that was we had to look for outside of the conference hall, and we're pleased to Have hosted that, but that is our conference hall is not available.
Well, and that's why I asked that question. I was wondering about that. So thank you for clearing that up for us. So speaking of the vaccine clinic and all that, when you drive by, what's really interesting to me is we've been in such a time of shutdown and so many interesting things going on. But when you drive by Blue Ridge Community College, it just looks like you're getting bigger and better every day. So talk to us about what all is going on. Of course, we've already talked about summer classes, but what else is going on at Blue Ridge?
Well, you know, when you talk about the drive-by and things kind of slowing down, we just did a review of what we had accomplished in 2020 as far as our strategic plan, and we kind of surprised ourselves. I mean, it was like, whoa, we did a lot last year. So we did a lot last year, and one of the things that we worked on and then kicked off in February was the construction, a large construction project that we are calling Patton Project. And it's a renovation of the current Patton building and then an additional new construction hooked on to that Patton building. And this is going to provide modern learning and teaching facilities. You know, Mark, if you are probably familiar with the east side of our campus where our large technology building is, our innovative high school building is. We've had new construction over on this side. It looks and feels very modern, very collegiate. Our west side of campus was where the college started back in the early 70s. It has some very old looking buildings, and they're very outdated as far as modern technologies and just the way the classrooms look and feel. And guess what? We are going to change that. So it's a large 18-month construction project that kicked off in February. We hope to be finished June of 22 and start using that in August, our fall semester of 2022. That's hard to say, 2022.
We better get used to it, though, right?
So Henderson County Board of Commissioners have fully funded this project. Thank you so much. And this is just, it's really going to modernize our campus. And just everywhere you turn is going to be a modern, updated facility. So we're super excited. It is a little bittersweet for me, and I'm sure for anyone, but it's where I worked for many years in the Patton building, and they're pulling some walls down pulling some things that are kind of an icon over on that side of campus. So it's starting to look different, but very exciting.
Well, it's a good time for it, and thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned the commissioners fully funding this, because every time we turn around, Blue Ridge Community College is once again proving what an absolute gem and what a necessity it is for not just Hendersonville, Henderson County, and Transylvania County, but truly Western North Carolina. So congratulations.
I think it's going to be just another reason to attract students and employers to Henderson County.
Well, speaking of that, let's go to our final question, and let's go back to Sierra Selbrade, recruiter with Blue Ridge Community College. Sierra, I'm sure you get this opportunity a lot. Talk to us about what message you would like to for the community to know about Blue Ridge Community College.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a theme through this conversation. We're open, and we're here. We're ready for students to be back on campus. We've missed seeing them all the time like we used to. Come on in and meet with an advisor today. I want to send a big message out because the school year is winding down. We have the class of 2021 right now thinking about their next steps. And I want them to just, remember that this summer is a big one as they transition to that next step after high school. But it's a good chance for them to take advantage of Blue Ridge. They can still take tuition-free classes this summer, those graduating seniors. So just a little message to put out there because we would love to help them kind of reach those next goals.
Fantastic. Sierra, thank you so much. Once again, Blue Ridge Community College recruiter Sierra Selbrade and Director of Marketing and Communications Leanna Haney with us. Thank you again so much for spending time with us, and thanks for the great work that you do at Blue Ridge Community College.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thanks for helping us tell our story.
Absolutely. It's a great story, and we love to tell it. If you would like to learn more about Education Elevated at Blue Ridge Community College, visit blueridge.edu.